دوستان عزیز گرامی، dear beloved family, friends, relatives, I am about to start an interview with a very special person. You will not believe this. This young man, Basir Jan, is the oldest grandchild of my dear cousin, Shidro Khanome Baga, the martyr. Basir is visiting his uncle Mer'at in Portland, Oregon. It is 5 o'clock on the afternoon of the 13th of November there. It's 9 o'clock in the evening of the same date here in Santiago, Chile. Basir Jan is the son of Manushi Jan and my darling Mr. If I can say his difficult Dutch name correctly, Kees van der Vliet. Did I say it right, Basir? I didn't practice enough.
Gees.
Gees. Why don't you say your last name?
Van der Vliet.
Van der Vliet, exactly. He's the older brother, the firstborn of Manushi Jan, and that makes him the oldest of the, I don't know how many grandchildren, I'd have to count, of Shidro Jan. I think 2 on your mother's, 2 with Mer'at, and 1 with Mujan. So there's a total of 5 of you.
Correct.
God bless you all. And he's about to start. I welcome him with the salutation, the greeting of Ya Baha Olabha, Allah Abha Basir Jan.
Thank you.
You too. Tell us everything that you wish to say, whatever is in your heart.
Well, I don't know if there's, if I could say much. I never met my grandmother. The only thing I know of her is what a few things people have told me, family. I know that she was a very nice person and always helpful,
Going
to help people, and very humble, a devout servant of Baha'u'llah, and served the cause to the end. I can't think of much else to say besides that.
Well, I'll help you out a little. How's
right.
that?
You sounds good.
Yeah, you see her pictures?
Yes. Yeah.
What do they say to you? Her beautiful face, her smile, her eyes. What message? How do you see her spirit when she was
very,
with us?
Very warm and loving spirit.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
Yeah. And do you ever dream with your grandma, Basir Jan?
I can't say I haven't. I think about her sometimes. What she was like, or what she's thinking of me and the family and everyone.
True.
Thinking and hoping and praying that she would help me, guide me, assist me in my endeavors and my future plans and things. And
wonderful.
In my service to Baha'u'llah, in my service to my family, and service
wonderful.
To humanity. Whether career-wise or other service opportunities and anything,
wonderful.
This and that, hoping that she helps me, guides me, protects me.
And she does, and she will, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're 24 years now. 24 years old. Hear her loud and clear, or if she could email you, you know. What do you think she may have? You know, she may have something to say. What would it be? If she was to say something,
To be honest, I would have no idea. I could say what I would hope, you know, saying I'm doing a good job, or if I'm not, to tell me, you know, do this or do that, you know.
She would guide us.
She would guide us, definitely. Help provide guidance. They always say something, I feel what the words are. Something like with conflict and victory. It's something victory.
Yes.
What's it called? The first word I can't remember. But you know, with the disasters and things, you know,
challenges and
challenges and victories. With that, with the like, with the for example, with the martyrs of Iran, you know, that was a great tragedy for the Baha'is and for the world. But with that, we gain victories throughout the teaching effort and spreading of the Baha'i faith throughout the world. And with her giving her life's blood for the faith, for the world, has revived and rejuvenated the world's life blood.
Yes.
But hopefully, wherever I am, I can do something to start that.
Wonderful. Do you want to tell us about the job you're starting?
Well, just briefly, the job, my first job after college that I started in. Telecommunications consulting company, and they're sending me to Stockholm, Sweden for training in 2 months.
Wonderful.
So hopefully maybe something, I can do something there or with the other family, with my immediate family, try to set something up in Washington, D.C. Maryland.
Wonderful.
Event or something. So we'll see what happens.
Wonderful. Okay, my dear, do you have anything else to add? Anything we've forgotten?
It was 25 years since January.
Yeah, the 4th
actually,
of January.
When she was martyred, I think I was actually still in my mother's womb.
Yes, that's what your dad said.
Alive, but not
yes.
Yeah. So, it was just 6 months, 5 months before I was born.
Yes.
So I guess I'm somewhat of the closest to her, even though I never actually met her. Who knows? Maybe in the next world I'll be able to, or even in this one, become closer to her.
Yes. Hope you live to be a very old man, and when we are all reunited in the big union in the other world, in the Abha kingdom. Hopefully, that's if they let me in.
Oh, definitely.
We don't know. In Persian, in Farsi, we say we pray to be aqibat bekhair. It means hopefully we'll have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Which will allow us all to be reunited again in the next world. Ya Baha'u'llah. I really enjoyed speaking to you. I appreciate it very much. You've been very generous and kind with your time and your thoughts and your feelings. God bless you, my dear.
Sure, thank you very much for doing these interviews.
My pleasure. God bless. Please keep in touch and keep us in your prayers.
Definitely, we will. I will.
Keep that beautiful smile that your grandma, Shidroch Jan, gave all of you.
I will.
Yes, indeed. Be happy. Love you very much.
Thank you.
God bless. Ya Baha'u'llah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.